Okay, we're up to the last few lines of the sixth parak. Third to last line on Yud Ches Mem Beis. We have been discussing the different containers that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlosha Asar Shofaros. The Mishnah said there were 13 Shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash. There were six different titles written on six of them, on seven of them, and the other six were L'Shem Nedava. And the end of the Mishnah had quoted a Medrash that Darash Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. Yehoyada Kohen Gadol had Darshan this Medrash. We spoke about yesterday what exactly the Chiddush was from the Medrash, that the Nedava, all the money from the Nedava goes the Basta to Hashem, the Oris to the Kohanim. He Darshan that he was able to have both Psukim that were able to mean something. So the Gemara now just quotes another Drasha that he Darshan. Ksiv ukechalosam, when they had finished bringing money to fix up the Beis HaMikdash, one of the wicked kings had knocked down and broken a lot of what was in the Beis HaMikdash. So during the time of Yehoyada, Klal Yisrael were building it back. They were renovating it, refurbishing it. So that's why the pasuk describes ukechalosam when they were finished. They brought in front of the king and in front of Yehoyada. They brought all the remaining money that was there, and they used it for a certain purpose. So the Gemara is going to assume now, which we'll see a little clearly in a minute, that there are two psukim. One of the psukim mentions that there was one box that Yehoyada put the extra money into, and another pasuk mentions that there was a different box, because one of them talks about it being inside, one of them talks about it being outside. So that's the potential steerer that is being talked about here. Was there one or two boxes of Nedava that the remaining money that was put, where it was put? Was it put in one box or two boxes? So Rav Shimon ben Barnach, Rav Shimon ben Yonas, and Amar, Shtei Nedavos Asa. There were two boxes, two Nedavos. So that's how you put together the two psukim, because we're talking about two different boxes. Tani Tvei Rabbi Yishmael, on the top of your testament, Aleph, Nedava Achas. No, there was really one box. One box where all the leftovers of the Nedava went. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Vayomar HaMelech, Vayasu Aron Echad. The king made one Aron. Vayitneu Behechal Beis Hashem. He put it inside the Hechal of Hashem. Vayikov Chur Bedalto. And he put a hole, he bore a hole in the door. So meaning it's only one box talking about. So what does he do with the other Pasuk? He puts it outside. So was it inside? Was it outside? Right, that's why the first one, the Amar, held that there were two boxes, because one is described as chutza, one is described as behechal beis Hashem. So according to the one who says that there was only one and it was in the heichal, what does he do with the pasuk that says chutza? So Amar Rav Chona mipnei hatemeim. What does that mean? So the Karban Eda explains on the top line, really there was only one box, and originally Yehoyada put it inside, but the Melech made him change it, because he wanted people who were Tamei to also be able to put their monies in. So therefore, if you put it outside, they could put it in, because you know what Tamei Meis is allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash partially. He's not like a Mitzora. A Mitzora has to be Mishulach Michutz L'Gimel Machanos, as we had Gemaras in the past. But Tamei Meis is allowed to go in. Another Tamei are allowed to go in. So the king said you have to switch it. So the first one pasig is talking about where it was originally, the Beis Hashem, inside. And then the king told him to put it outside. That's the other pasig that says chutza. The last opinion, Rav Chanina bar Yosef, argues, no, there had to have been two boxes, he says. Why? Because the pasuk says, Achlo Yehasa Beis Hashem, Sipos Kesef Mizamros. And as the pasuk continues, the Karban Eda quotes the end of the pasuk, Hamuva Beis Hashem, that these two psukim, not only one of them says inside, one of them says outside, but two different purposes are mentioned in these psukim. One of the psukim mentions that they were made into klisharis. This money was used for klisharis. One of them mentions that it was used for betek habayis. So if it was used for two different purposes, so it must be that there were two different boxes. That's the last Vadamar. That's why, not just because of the location mentioned, but because there were two different purposes mentioned. So he holds, like this last opinion, holds like the first opinion, in terms of how many Nedava boxes were set up by Yehoyada. Okay, seventh parak of Meseches Shkalim. Okay, we're moving towards the final point. There were eight parakim in Meseches Shkalim. Okay, says the Mishnah, Masnisen, Ma'os Jenimsu Bein Shkalim L'Nedava. So remember last parak, we spoke all about the 13 different boxes, 13 different containers where the monies were put in. So now the question is, what happens if you find money on the floor next to some of these barrels? So where do you can you assume that the money came from? Says the Mishnah, money that was found between the shkalim box containers and the nedava containers. And there were six Nadava containers. So money that was found between the Shkalim and the Nadava, so Karv L'Shkalim, Yipel L'Shkalim. Any the money, if it was found closest to the Shkalim, then you go to the Shkalim. That's where it must have fallen from. Nadava, Yipel Nadava. Mechza L'Mechza, but if it's exactly half and half in between Shkalim and Nadava, Yipel Nadava. Then which do you pick? You pick Nadava. The Gemara will explain, the Mishnah will explain later why this is, but the Gemara will expand on it. So he goes to Nadava if it's half and half. Bein Esim L'Lavona Karov La'Esim is found between the box that's labeled as wood. Meaning if somebody is no Deba wood carbon, that's the money, that's where they put it. L'Lavona, as we spoke about yesterday, the frankincense carbon, Karov La'Esim, Yipel La'Esim. Below the L'Lavona, Yipel La'Lavona. If it's close to the Esim, close to the L'Lavona, Mechza La'Mechza, Yipel La'Lavona. If it's half and half, it goes to L'Lavona. The Gemara does not explain this. Tiklan Chazitin here explains, because L'Lavona is an actual carbon, while Eitzim is just a Hechsher carbon. It helps you bring something else on the Mizbeach, and therefore Lavona has a higher Kedusha, and that is why we're Machmir and put it in the Lavona box instead of the Eitzim box. Right, it is a carbon in a certain sense, but only in objective terms. Once you relate it to a different carbon, it takes a back seat. Yes, as Menachem pointed out, it is a special day. They made a whole yantif, it was Docha Tishabav, when they brought a carbon to Eitzim, but that just shows you the unique nature of it, that even though it was only a Hechsher carbon, really, still, it was still considered only a Hechsher carbon compared to the Lavona, which was a carbon. So that's why it takes a back seat. Next, Beit Kinan Lagozle Ola, Karov Lakinan, so we mentioned yesterday, Kinan were pairs of birds that people were obligated in, one Chatas and one Ola. So if somebody was Chayiv in that pair, a woman throws the money in. Gozle Ola are two Olos birds. So Karov Lakinan, Yipul Lakinan. Karov Lagozle Ola, Yipul Lagozle Ola. Mechzla Mechzla, Yipul Lagozle Ola. Half and half, it falls to Gozli Ola, you know, as we'll see, because Gozli Ola are both Olos. Two Olos have more Kedusha than a Chathos and an Ola, so that's why it goes to the Olos. Finishing, Beit Chulin. So now we're not talking about the boxes in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, now we're relating this to the general principle. If you find money between two different places, two different sources, and you're not sure whose it is, Beit Chulin L'Maiser Sheni, you're at home, and you already were poda, you have Maiser Sheni money, you had a lot of fruit. You live somewhere outside, far from Yerushalayim, so you don't want to schlep up all of your Maaser Sheni fruit to Yerushalayim. So we know that you're allowed to switch the Kedusha, be Mechala the Kedusha from the fruit to the money, and just bring the money up to Yerushalayim. So that's what you did. You have this Maaser Sheni money, you threw it onto your dresser, you have a special Maaser Sheni bowl on your dresser, you have your Maaser Sheni money in there, you have a separate Stucca bowl that you have Chulin money in a different bowl, and then you find money in the middle. You're like, oh, where's this money from? That's the question. Again, wherever it's closer to, that's where you go to. If it's half and half, it goes to Maaser Sheni, because again, that's the more chumer one. If the treat is Maaser Sheni, so you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. What's the general rule from all these examples? If something is closer, then you can go after the closer one, lahakel. If it's exactly equal, you have to go the more chumer route. Question? Malin Bakodesh. Does Lahachmir mean Malin Bakodesh? It's a similar idea. It just means if you have something that has to be treated in a more sanctified or special way, then you have to do it that way. You have to treat it in a more chumer way because you can't take any chances. Why the Mishnah have to give all these examples? Good question. The Gemara is going to talk about that a little bit, but we have to explicate it a little more. That maybe each of these, you might have thought it only there are special dinim in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why I have to give the last example. You might have thought there are kiddushim for each one. Like we mentioned, Eitzim Lavona, carbon, hechsher carbon. We'll talk about the chiddush between the birds case, the Gemara will talk about that. Shkalim and the Dava, the Gemara will talk about also. So I think that's it. The Gemara will talk about it. So each one is teaching me. What's the makor for this idea of karov? Is it just the svara? If you look in the she'iltos of Rav Achai Gon in Parshas Vayikra, the she'iltos mentions, quotes this idea about karov, and he says, what about in contrast even to rov? That's where it comes up. We'll talk about this for a couple minutes. Karov and rov. Let's say you have a case where on the one hand you can go paskin one way because it's karov, but the rov is in the other direction. So which do you go by? So the she'iltos quotes, you go by whether you go by one or the other is a svara. And rov is going to beat out karov because of a svara. But it sounds like, doesn't mention any other makar for karov. So what's the makar of karov? The Ratanura quotes it. The Rabbi Tadur quotes from the Gemara. The Makar of Karov, the Basa Karov, Azlinan, Dechsiv, what halacha in the Torah? V'haisa ha'ir ha'krova el hechalo. The concept of Egla Arufa. That's the Makar for Karov, the halacha of Karov in the Torah. If you find an anonymous corpse close to a city, so the closest city is the one that's responsible, and therefore the whole ceremony done with the elders of the city, Yadenu lo shafko es adam hazeh, Yadenu, we didn't let him out with having food and bread, we didn't not walk him out of the city, so that entire ceremony has to happen by the zikni ha'ir of the closest city. That's the makar for the din of karov in halacha, the concept of egla arufa. Then the Rav Bar Tanur continues, and he asks the question that another of the Mefarshim of the Mishnah say. And that is what we just referred to. The Gemara says, what if there's rov and karov? Halach acha harov, the halacha is. So let's say you find money in between shkalim and nedava. It's closer to shkalim. So what does the Mishnah say? Karov l'shkalim, yipul l'shkalim. But one second, what if nedava has a lot more? What if nedava is full, and the shkalim one has four shkalim in there? The Mishnah is not machalik. So are you going to tell me that Karov always wins? The Gemara says, Karov Rov, Rov Adif. So what did the Rabbi Tadura say? What do you have to say? V'ha Omer Rov V'Karov Halach Acha Harov. According to the one who says Rov beats Karov, Muki Masnisan could go into Shkalim V'Nedava Shavin. You have to say that the case is, Yukipta is, that they're exactly equal. There is no Rov. That's what the Rav Bar Tanur says. You have to say there is no rov here because we know karva rov halachah harov. That's what the halacha is. That's what the Gemara, most pasuk from the Gemara. Zipper must be that they're equal. Says that the Pharisee Yisrael doesn't sound that way in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's a machalik. The Mishnah says go after the karov. It doesn't say, but if there's rov, you go after the rov. Doesn't say that. So the Pharisee Yisrael gives another answer. Ulfian is daiti dafilo hashtu ikaruba b'chad shofar. He says because really there is no rov here. Because you found money on the floor. So you're saying that, hey, there's rove in this one. But how do you know that there wasn't rove in the other one when this fell out of it? This is a rove that is constantly changing. Because you're constantly taking money out of these containers. So it doesn't matter. Yes, usually, rove v'karov holachachar rove. But in this case, says the Tiferes Yisrael, in the Boaz, not in the Yachid, in the Boaz, that it could be that when this money fell out, the rove was on the other side. Al kapan kiven to ein harabais asui lishabed. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Since the harabais is not swept up normally, because there's winds there, so it doesn't get swept up. Lahachi amrinan shema bishad sheneva hayro b'teva ha'acheres. So that's why says the Rav the Tosfos Yontif says the Pharisee Yisrael that you can't go by rov in this case because the rov could have been on the other side when the money fell out. So what happens by Egla Rufa? That's discussed in the postkin. There are a number that say that you go by the Rove, even by Egla Rufa. If there's another city that's closer, but Halach for Rove, Halach Achar Rove, in a Chinami. Why would you go, why does Rove beat out Karov? Lundus. Why would, you know, these are two ways to figure out an answer to a question, so why should Rove beat out Karov? So if you look in that Shiltos that I mentioned, he says Svara. Let's explain what the Svara is. The Svara, Rove beats out Karov. So there is, what? Sorry? So says Rabbi Chana. Says Rabbi Chana exactly what Rabbi Nunzer said. Rabbi Chana, he also mentions this in Beitza. That is, we know that there are two ways to solve doubts in halacha. Two ways to solve unresolved problems. And that is, there is concepts called hachra'a. Hachra means, literally, lahachria means to lean. Means you don't know what the truth is. You don't know what the emes is. But you don't want to have your hands tied. You don't know what to do. It's a stalemate. So do this. That's one type of solving mysteries. Hachra. For example, the one that's usually given is, but when you have a suffix in Tumah Tara, what do? Suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid, you go Tameh. Suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid, Bereshus HaRabim, Tahar. Is that really because every suffix of Bereshus HaRabim is Tahar? That's what you really think the MS is? Suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid is Tameh? That's what you think the MS is? That it happens to be all or Tameh, all or Tahar? So Lechora, it's not 100%, but Lechora, that's called a Hachra. You don't know what to do. The Torah says, do this. Fine. But then you have other types of how to decide cases. What's called birur. Clarity. Clear mevarer. This is a mevarer. You don't know, so if the Torah says do this, but not because you don't know what to do, therefore you might as well do this, but because it is, this clears it up. For example, I'm holding a pen, you come over to me and say, it's my pen, I say, what are you talking about? It's my pen. What's the halacha b'din imaminis? Hamotze b'chaver alav araya. There are different rules for every context in halacha. By tumetara, slavik tamay b'shus yachas v'ikol tamay, b'shus yorab v'ikol tar. But b'din imaminis, hamotze b'chaver alav araya. You come over to me and say, give me that shirt. I say, I'm wearing this shirt, it's my shirt. You say, give me that shirt, it's mine. See, what are you talking about? Hamotze b'chaver alav araya. So what Hamotze b'chaver alav araya means, we don't know whose shirt it is, so you know what? You have to prove it. No, l'chora, that is a chazaka. That is a birur. It's my shirt. Wow, you have to prove it. If you prove it, then you're mavarer. You bring two edim. But l'chora, that's a mavarer. Those are two examples. You have birur, you have achra. So, and you, every case, you have to figure out what something that writes on the chumra. So is that a birur, is that a achra? So every case, you have to think about it. So says Rav Elchanan, that's why rov beats karov. Because l'chora, a rov is a birur. Majority, you might be b'chai between different kinds of roves, but just for keep it simple, rov is a mevarer, karov is probably a hachra. So that's why rov karov, rov adif. That's why rov beats karov. That's what he suggests. There is, though, he says, ironically, a case where karov would be strong, not stronger, would work in a case where rov doesn't work. That is, for example, treu trei. Let's say you have two witnesses that contradict each other. Two witnesses this say this, two witnesses say that. So you're stuck, it's a stalemate. What if you have a rove that comes to the rescue of one of the edim? You have treu trei, and then you have a rove. Says Rav Elchanan, the rove doesn't help in that case. There's no better birur than two witnesses. So if these two witnesses are contradicted, so we could have a rove, so you have more of a birur versus another birur. So it doesn't work, it's still a stalemate. Rove is not going to help a treu trei. Ah, but karov is going to help a treu trei. Why? Could be. If you say, says Rav Elchanan, that karov is a hachra, so hachra, who cares if there's a birur? So you have a birur stalemated. What does hachra say? Do this! Do this! Even though it's not true, it's not the MS. Maybe it is the MS, but it doesn't try to be the MS. So it could be that in some cases, hachra could beat out, could win, could be effective, even if a rove isn't effective. So that's interesting. Ironically, its strength is its weakness. That it's because it's not trying to get the MS, it could even be effective in a case of treu trei. But in general, that is why, says Rav Elchanan and Balbasar, Siman Ayin Ches, why Rov would beat Karov. So this is all the Mishnah. Now we get up to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lo Hutzrecha de Lo Bein Shkalim Lakinim. The way the Mefarshim explain this is that we'll see later on that the 13 containers in the Beis Hamikdash were arranged in a certain way. And the two that the Gemara talked about in the first line, Shkalim and Nedava, they were on opposite sides of the 13. So they asked the Gemara, why didn't you say Shkalim to Kinim, which are right next to each other? Why did you pick the case of one container from one side, one container from the other side? You know, why didn't you say the case that they're two next to each other? That would make more sense. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Avun b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, kemin buchliar hayo'osin. No, they were made into a circle. It was a circle, so therefore you have to... So these two really weren't on the edge of each other. They were next to each other. This was the first and the last one, so the last one came around again to the first one. So really, they were too close to each other. And that's exactly why, answering Yisrael's question, that's exactly why the Mishnah states this first line. Because this first case, to teach me that it wasn't in a straight line, to teach me that really it was in a circle, and the shkalim was next to the nedava, at least the last nedava barrel. Next, mechzu metza yiplu nedava, says the Mishnah, that if it fell between shkalim and nedava, then the halach is it goes to nedava if it's mechzu metza, if it's exactly equal. Ask the Gemara, lo tzercha de lo mechza lo mechza yiplu l'shkalim? Shouldn't it fall to Shkolim, not to Nedava? Why? Because what's the reason? What's the ultimate, the reason that Gemara said? You always go by the more chamer one. So isn't Shkolim more chamer than Nedava? Why is more Shkolim more chamer than Nedava? Because Shkolim assumes the Gemara now go to Karpanos that are Mechuyev. Chovos. So what does Nedava go to? They go to voluntary Karpanos. So aren't Shkolim more chamer? The money is used for a more chamer purpose. So if it's Mechso, Mechso, it should go to Shkolim. Answers the Gemara, no. Two answers potentially. Is the boy Meimar Shema Yipalushi Arelishka? No. If you have leftover shkalim, what happens to it? The Moser shkalim go to. What do the Moser shkalim go to? And what do the Moser Nedava go to? The Moser shkalim could go to the building, the Chomos Ha'ir, the Moser of the shkalim. We mentioned that in a Mishnah in a previous parak. If you have leftover shkalim, the Shiar Elishka, the Chomos Ha'ir, you help build it. So that the Moser doesn't even go to any karbanis. All Nedava goes to Karbanos. Okay, some of them might be voluntary, so it's still more chomer though in that sense. That's why mechzel mechzel falls in a dava. That's one answer. Or is d'boy meimar mechzel mechzel kamisha mace? Or we say maybe if it falls right in the middle, then it's, and you don't know where it came from, we should treat it like shkalim, which don't have an owner. Which don't have an owner because the owner died. And what's the halacha of a shek, of a somebody who was shokel who died? Yiflul the nedava. So that's why, another reason why mechza l'mechza, not the first reason, the Gemara explains why nedava is more chomer than shkalim. The second answer is giving a specific reason why nedava is more appropriate. Because we should treat it as a case of misha meis, like somebody who was shokel that died, and therefore his shekel in kapar l'mesim. The Gemara said earlier, you can't bring it because you can't include it. So therefore, it would go to nedava. As we said, Amar Rav Yasa, as we had earlier, Ad Da'ana Taman, while I was still there in Bavel, again, still, remember, only have a few blot left to consider Hassam Bavel, then we're going to get back to the Bavli, where Hassam is going to be Eretz Yisrael again. Ad Da'ana Taman, Shamas Kal Rav Yehuda Shal Shmuel, while I was there, I heard Rav Yehuda ask Shmuel, who were both rabbis in Bavel, Shmuel was in Pupatisa, Hifrish Naharda, Hifrish Shkalova Mace, if somebody was mafresh their shekel and then he died, Amar Yiflu Nedava. Right, so therefore we treat this as a case of mace because there's no owner to this. Or also we saw Asiris Eifa Shalo, the leftover of the Asiris Eifa of the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yiflam Yama Melech. Rabbi Yochanan had said you throw it into the sea. Rabbi Lazar Amar Yiflam Nadava. Rabbi Lazar had said it falls to Nadava. So therefore you treat it, you see, like just like the case of Hifrish Shiklov a mace, so too you treat this case of Mechsa Lomechsa. Period. Next question, the kasha. Now we're going on the next case of the Mishnah. So we explained the Shekel Nadava case. We explained the Eitzim Lavona case. Now the third case. The third case was Goz Leola and Kinim. Goz Leola and Kinim, which we explained yesterday according to the Rabbanan. It was a machlokas in the Mishnah yesterday, but we explained according to the Rabbanan that Goz Leola meant a Chatas Ola pair and Kinin meant a Chatas Ola pair. Goz Leola meant two Olos. They asked the Gemara, if you find it in the middle, you're all mock of them as olos, vakasha, v'yesh chatas kreva ola? What if this is really from the other barrel? So it's designated as a chatas. So how could a chatas change into an ola? How can you just assume, even if it's metzla or metzla? Maybe it's the other carbon. What's the problem? The problem is that chatas and ola, are the blood is sprinkled in a different spot. That's the big problem. Again, if you want to say, okay, whatever it is, it's in the same spot, so just have both kavanas. But chatas and ola are in the different spots. Which spot? So it's easy to remember. You just know that the chatas and the ola switch by animals and by birds. By animals, the chatas is above the is on the kronos, it's above the chutas sikra, and ola is below. By birds, it's the opposite. By birds, the ola is lamal mi chutas sikra sprinkled, and the chatas is beneath. So therefore, it has different places where you sprinkle the blood. So how can you just throw them all into the olas goes the ola barrel? So he answers the Gemara, Chizkiya b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish, t'nai bezdin hu, ala mosaro shikr v'olos. Bezdin, right when they're designated their animals at the beginning and they throw them in, there's already a bezdin is master. It's a t'nai bezdin inherently. Bezdin takes care of it. They are allowed to supply da'as to every person that is contributing, and they say that everybody's ola is really not an ola until its hukrav is an ola. And if not, it's ever lost, then it could be a chatas. Ask the Gemara, okay, that works to explain why the karbanos are allowed to be brought as olos. But ha'isha azos b'mayim mischaperes. But this woman has to bring a chatas and an ola. So if she doesn't bring if her chatas is turned into an ola, that is a yeshiv kapara for whatever case she's bringing the chatas for, the oled, that's the ziva. So how does she get kapara? So that's another tanai bezdin. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, tanai bezdin hu ha'mesapik as akidin hu ha'mesapik as apsulos. The suppliers of the Beis HaMikdash always would send extra animals to take into account these cases. They always said extra animals that they brought for chata'o sa'of to cover the people, the women, who might have lost their karbanas in the middle, and they might have been hukrav as olos. Period. Next question. Lotzorcha ben ketores leitzim, lulavonu lezav lekapores. Why didn't it give these cases? As we asked before, it gave three different cases in the Mishnah. What about these cases? If money is found between ketores and eitzim, lavona and zahav, like we had the other barrels that we had referred to yesterday, why didn't they quote these cases? So the Gemara says it has a general line at the last line. V'tanita b'sofa zehaklal holchanachar krov mechzel mechzel lahachmir. The Gemara has the Mishnah has a summary line at the end. So everything's included in that line. L'chora, what does the Gemara mean? There was no chiddush by these cases specifically. The other cases, he showed me a chiddush, so it said it specifically. These two cases, they didn't have a specific chiddush, so that's why it's just included in the general line at the end of the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, continuing about money that's found. Mo'os, this Mishnah, if you remember, this Mishnah we had quoted at the beginning of the first week of Pesachim, Daf Zayin. Money that's found in front of the money merchants, the people who sold animals in Yerushalayim, la'olam meiser, the entire year. If you find money in front of the animal sellers in Yerushalayim, even if it's not yantif, if you find it the entire year, you assume it is meiser sheni money. Why is that? So says Rashi in Pesachim Daf Zayin. This is all quoted here in the Tikkun Chatzin. Also says Rashi in Pesachim Daf Zayin. Because call Yemos Hashanim Yemos Ma'aser Sheni Hay. Money that you find is Ma'aser Sheni money. Why? Because everybody brings their Ma'aser Sheni money up to Yerushalayim on Yantif to use to buy Karbanos there while they are there. But Vishalo Hayu Maspeak and Lechol Komos Ma'aser Sheni Shalem Beragel. They have a lot of Ma'aser Sheni money. They can't use all of it on Yantif. So when they're going to leave, they don't take it back with them. So what do? They give it to, they give it for a certain price to people who live there. So people who live there in Yerushalayim are eating animals that were bought with Ma'aser Sheni money, or they have Ma'aser Sheni money around for months to come after Yantif. They still have so much money from the people who had been Ola Regel. The people who are going to leave give it to the people of Yerushalayim for a minimum charge. The hein ochlin osam b'kedushasan. The ikir achilas mos meiser shlomim ha'yumavien mehen. K'dekayim alam b'menachas. Hilka chlocha mehen behemos. Because man sheish lomos meiser ein amotzi mos chulin. So that is why most money that's found during the year is considered meiser sheni money. And then Rashi has an important point. The afal gav always means implicit question. The afal gav, de'ikal amemer shemem yad ha-mocher naflu, u'mo'us chulin hein. Right, but maybe it fell out from the seller. The seller has the money, he already sold the carbon to the, and the kedusha switched on to the carbon, now he has chulin money. You're talking about anyantiv, you have all this money here. But once the animals are sold, so the money is by the mocher. So why do you do that? So Rashi says, Safik Yisur Lachumra. Safik the rest of Lachumra, says Rashi. Tosfos there does not like that answer. Tosfos says, Ve'ein Nireh. So Tosfos gives another answer. And both these answers are quoted here in the Tikkun Chazitin. Says Tosfos there, no. De Lokim Havi Ruba. De Kama Bari Adan Obda Behema Achaz Liknos. You have 25 people online from each seller. So the buyers are the rove. Because the buyers are the rove, so that's why you could go by the buyers and not by the sellers, and therefore the money is considered money of Ma'aser Sheni throughout the year. And that's if you find it in front of the animal merchants. Continuing the Mishnah, Uba Harabayis Chulin. If you find it in Harabayis, you find it outside the, not inside the Azara, but on Harabayis, Chulin, that is all considered Chulin money. Why is it all considered chulin money? So the mefarshim there also on Daf Zayin explained, but the Tikkun Chatzin explains it here, that the harabayis was not cleaned up, was not swept every day because of the wind. It was on a slope, so they assumed the wind would basically clean out everything. So therefore, they didn't sweep it. So any money that might have been fallen there might be from before Yantif. So therefore, b'hayitz of harabayis chulin, we don't know when it came from, so you're allowed to treat it as chulin. Tosfos in Daf Zayin has another chiddush. The next Tosfos. Tosfos says, how'd the money get there onto Har HaBayis? Where'd the money come from? This is Rav Chulin La'azara. So, I mean, Har HaBayis is a little bit outside, but how'd they bring the money there? He has Tosfos. Kasha Makshiri Heichnim Se'usham Ha'amar B'Perakah Roeh Lo Yikanis B'Har HaBayis B'Mos Hatzruos B'Sadino. Right, the Mishnah of the last Perakah Brachas. You're not allowed to go to Har HaBayis with your money belt. Right, out of Kavod, covered based on Migdash. Well, you can't use Harabayis, but Mos Hatsruos Bisadino. Fine, in the Azara, that's higher level. But even on the Harabayis, you can't go with your money belt. Into Shul, you can go with your wallet.
But do people
there
to change money for you?
The Sochrei Behema, they were sitting on Harabayis, or in the, at the Shekhtha Mishnais earlier. So maybe, so let's see. But Omeri, Deino, so maybe that might have been, they might have just taken it directly there, but how might have gotten into Harabayis? So the Ri has a Chiddush. That would have been Kachim, right? That's part of Tosfos' question. V'omeri, de'eino aser, it's b'chiddush, not everybody agrees to this. De'eino aser elahechan denosan b'farhesya, b'sadino. De'genayhu, de'nireh, k'holech sham l'schora, avo b'tzinalo.
says Tosfos, an amazing chiddush. You don't see this in the Gemara Brachas there. The only isser of carrying money onto the Har HaBayis is Befarhesya. But Betzinah is not a problem. And it could be this was Betzinah. This was in private. Simply, there is no isser there. That's, and also that's quoted in the Tiklun Chatzik here, the Mishnah Eliyahu. Somebody quotes this. Somebody quotes this that Befarhesya, it is not a problem. Again, that is Tosfos Chiddush, Imsachem on Daf Zayin. That's all about if you find money on in front of the Sofrei Behema, it's always Maaser Sheni. If you find money in Har HaBayis, it's Chulin. Okay, there's a Ksos to talk about, but let's first finish the Mishnah, and then we'll come back to the Ksos. Ubi Yerushalayim, and if you find Yerushalayim, if you find money in Yerushalayim, B'kshar kol Yemos HaShana Chulin. If you find money in Yerushalayim on the rest of the year, it's Chulin money. During the Regel, it's Ubishasa Regel, HaKol Maaser. But during the time of the Regel, everything's Maaser, because that's what's mostly happening here on Yantif. Everybody has their Maaser Sheni money. That's all if you find money. Okay, we'll get back to that, but let's just finish the Mishnah. Basar shenimsa bazara. What if you find meat? If you find basar that's found in the azara, and we know there's an isser of bringing chulin to the azara. So we don't assume there's any chulin animals, meat here. We just assume it's from a carbon. We just don't know which carbon this meat is from. So, you know, there's a lot going on in the Beis Hamikdash. There's Kohen and running back and forth and back and forth. All of a sudden, you find a piece of meat on the floor. Ay! Where's it from? Which kind of carbon is it from? So, says the Mishnah, Evarim Olos. If you find large limbs of meat, you assume that's from a carbon ola, because you only cut it into very large pieces for a carbon ola, because you're not going to eat it anyway. It's all being hooked up on the Mizbeah. So large pieces, you assume, were from a carbon ola. V'chatichos chataos. And pieces that were cut up in normal-sized pieces, you consider it as a carbon chatas, because chatas is kachim kachim, it's eaten by the kohanim, a lot of the meat. The fats are hokrav on the mizbeach, but the meat is eaten by the kohanim. So you assume it's a chatas. Ubi Yerushalayim, and if you find chatichos, cut up meat, in Yerushalayim, zivchei shlamim. So you assume that shlamim, which can be eaten in the entire city. But, says the Mishnah, though you treat it as different karbanos, ze v'zeh to ubar tsurasov yasal beis asreifa. You can't eat this meat. Even if you find it cut up in Yerushalayim, or in the Har HaBayis, and you can treat it as a chatas and or a shlamim, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to be to ubar tsurasso. We've had in the past, ubar tsurasso either means just leave it overnight for it to become vadai pasol, mishum lina, and then you could burn it, or leave it till it rots. Either way, ubar tsurasso means you have to leave it, the yetzel beis asreifa, and then it has to be burnt. My nafkamina, what carbon it is if you can't eat it anyway? My nafkamina, sorry? Mi'ilah. So one answer is the Tiklun Chazdin suggests on Amud Beis Mi'ilah, meaning if you, let's say you did eat it, you weren't supposed to eat it, but you did eat it anyway. So Tiklun Chazdin says there's only Mi'ilah by Kache Kachim, there is Mi'ilah, by Kache Kalim there is no Mi'ilah except for the fats after you sprinkle the blood. But in general, there is no Mi'ilah by Kache Kalim. So Nafkamina number one is that let's say you did go and eat it. That's suggested by the Tiklun Chazdin. The Tiferes Yisrael gives another answer, simple answer, and that is how long do you have to wait? How long do you have to wait to be tubar tsurasso? By chatas, just wait till the next day, because chatas is yom v'layla. But shlamim is yom v'layla v'yom, so shlamim you'll have to wait a little more. So there's still nafkaminas, even though you're not allowed to eat it. So those are the two nafkaminas to this case. Nimsa, last line, nimsa bigvulin. If the meat is found in outside of Yerushalayim, so Evarim Nevelos, if you find big limbs, you assume it was just an animal that had ripped this apart, and therefore it's a Nevela, the Chatichos Mutaros, but cut up pieces are Mutar. And we'll see that this is a case where the Tiklun Chatzin adds in Dafka Be'ir Shekula Yisrael. Obviously, it has to be a city, that a Jewish city, where the butchers are kosher butchers. But in that kind of case, you can assume it's kosher. Chatichos mutaros. Ubishas haregel. And at the time of Yantif, Shabbos and Meruba, afivar mutaros. And at the time of Yantif, when there's a lot of meat, even avarim, even large chunks, are going to be mutar because there's a lot of kosher meat all around the area. Again, let's continue. I'll mention the Ksos's question, and we'll get back to it at the end. The Ksos is asked on our Mishnah that Har HaBayis, we say, is chulin money. So the Ksos asks, why isn't Chatzer Hekdesh Kona? Why isn't Chatzer Hekdesh? You found money in Hekdesh. If you find money in my property, I'm Kona it, even if I don't know about it. So why don't you say that there's a Kinyan Chatzer to Hekdesh? That's the Ksos's question on our Mishnah. We'll get back to it if we have time. It's Simin Reish, Sivkat and Aleph. We'll get back to it. It relates to a Magen Avram in Hilchus Beis HaKnesses, where the Magen Avram quotes that if you find money in the yard of a shul, you could keep it. And it relates, he brings a riot from this Mishnah. And the ksavos asked on it, why should it be true? But there comes up halacha l'maisa. Let's say you find money on the grass outside the shul. So is that the shul's money? Is that, okay, we'll all say, oh, you know what? Give it to tzedaka. But maker hadin. Maker hadin, is it, whose property is it? Is chatz, is hektish koneh. So hopefully we'll get back to that question if we have time. Says the Gemara, lo tzurcha deloba harabayis kodesh. Money that's found in harabayis, there's no chance that it's kodesh, similar to the closest question, but not for the same reason. Is it for sure a chulin? So Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka she'ein hakohen mosi min alishka mo'os, ashi mukhalan ala behema. Yes, we assume it's chulin, because even if you have shkalim money inside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chazaka that a kohen, only right when he's about to be mechala the kedusha of the money, onto the animal, he takes out the money and he does it. Meaning there's no chance that there's shkalim lying around. So that's why we could assume all the money is chulin. Basar shenim savachulu, Rebbe Lezer b'shem Rebbe Oshia, hisiya das tani b'tzura. What's this talking about? We had a machlokas in Gemara Pesachim daf lamed daled. There was a machlokas there about hesach hadas. If kodshim basar, I had a hesach hadas from them for a certain amount of time. I wasn't thinking about that. So that's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? The Gemara had two possibilities. Is it called a psul haguf or a psul tuma? Is it puzzle because it might have become tameh? But lu yitzuyer, let's say Eliyahu Hanavi would come now and tell me it didn't become tameh, I would be able to use it. That's psul tuma. Or do I say no? It's a psul haguf. Meaning, period, it's a psul haguf, and even if Eliyahu Hanavi would come now, there was a hesach hadas, and period, it's puzzle, and you can't use it. That was a machlokas, those were 2 days in Pesachim Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, whether hesach hadas by kachim is a psul haguf or is a psul kachim. So says Rav Oshia here, our Mishnah seems to be saying that it is a psul tumah, because what does the Mishnah say? You have to leave it overnight. You have to leave it overnight, this puzzle that's found. You have to leave it overnight, it must be because we're not sure, and you want to make it into vadai. So that's why he says it must be Yisiyadas, which is Hezakadas, Tony Bertsura. It must be the Nizi Bertsura, and the real Shita is that Hezakadas is a Psul Tuma. Amar Voshi, Masisan Amar Kane, based on our Mishnah. Two Bertsuras of Yisla Beis Asrefa. The Mishnah says that it has to be left over and then go out to be burned. Amar Biosi Vios. It's true, because what else are you going to do? La Achlo and Atayachal. You can't eat it. Why? Shemin is Kalkul Tsuraso. Maybe it's already no, sir. You don't know what it is. You can't eat it. Lefum Kane, Sarach Meimar, two Bertsuras of Yisla Beis Asrefa. But Locus, whether Rabbi Yossi is arguing on the Raya or supporting the Raya, either way, it's easy to saying, what do you mean? There's no Raya, you just don't know what else to do with it. Or he's saying, no, it is a Raya, you're right, because there's nothing else to do with it. Okay, either way, the Mefarshim talk about that line. If it's a Psul HaGuf, you don't have to wait. Right, so that's what some Mefarshim say. If maybe he's arguing, because you shouldn't have to wait if it was a Psul HaGuf. But here you do have to wait. Here you do have to wait, so that shows it's a Psul Tumah. Which is the Raya, that's what we're trying to prove. Psul Tumah. But the other one might say that, no, you don't really have to wait, but it just might not be Noser yet. So question is if it's a Raya. Nimsa Begvulin Chulu, Rabbi Krispa, B'shem Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Another halacha based on our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah said in the Seifa, if you find large limbs of meat outside Yerushalayim, you could assume it was a nevela. Says the Gemara, not just maybe nevela, but a varim nevelos lokan alem shem nevela. It's vadai nevela. And if you would eat it, you'd get malchus. Masisa namar kein, and we say that's what the Mishnah seems to say. A vari nevelos v'chatichos mutaros. The Gemara said that the Mishnah had said that large limbs are considered nevelos, and cut up meat is considered mutaros. So the Gemara says chatichos mutaros lomamish. Isn't the chatichos mutaros line to be taken literally? Mutar means mutar. So just like that line is literal, so v'dachvase evarim nevelos lokal emshu nevela. So the nevela line is also literal and is vade nevela, and if you eat it, you get malchus. That's the first line of Rav Krispa. Second line. Rabbi Krispa, B'shem Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Im hayu machrozos butaros. If they were tied together, though, then they're mutter. What is this talking about? So the Tiklun Chatan is tubshatim. Either it means the large limbs, which are usually assumed to be nevela, but if they're tied together one after another, so then nobody does that by nevela. That's only done by kosher meat. So therefore, you could assume it is mutter. Or he has a second day that says, even if it's nimsa ba'azara, he says, you don't do this to kachim. So even if it's nimsa ba'azara, maybe you could say it's chulin meat, and somehow it got in there. Because it is tied up. Period. So now we get to something that we discussed before. You have 10 stores in the city. 9 are kosher, sell treif meat, and 1 sells kosher meat. Let's say you find you took a piece of meat out of the... I'm sorry, you find a piece of meat, you don't know which store it's from, so choshesh, you have to be worried. Why? That's called the principle of kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami. If something is stationary, so then you treat it as half and half, you don't go by robes, and half, sabit ha'raisa l'chumra. Ula nimseis, but if it was found away, taken out, away, and separating from the population, holchanach harov, that's the principle of kol deparish, meruba parish. Anything that separates from a robe is considered as come out of the robe. We mentioned in the past that it's very difficult to know if this is based on svara. Sounds like a xeris akasav. Some Reb Shimon tries to have some achronim try to give svaras for it, but it's very difficult. We just take it as xeris akasav. Anything stationary, you treat mechsa al mechsa. Anything separating from the rove, called the parish, meruba parish. The opposite case also. Nine sources of kosher meat. One sells treif meat. If it's stationary, then you have to be worried. You have to treat it as half and half, even though you have nine kosher stores. But if it's found coming out of the rove, hochanach harov. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hanimsa b'yanachri kenimsa b'platya. If you find a piece of meat in a non-Jew's hand, it's just like you found it in the street. Meaning, you could go by kol deparish meruba parish, even though the nachri is holding it. So ask the Gemara. Reb Elazar be Rabbi Chagai having masbach Rabbi Mana. Reb Chagai was being supported by Rabbi Mana. Chama l'chad armoy. They saw one Arimian mekatea min susio mafik labra, cut off a piece of a horse and bring it outside ready to sell it. So Amalei Hadi Damar Rabbi Yochanan nimsa b'yanachri kenimsa b'platya. What does he mean? You see this? Is this what he means? It's like you could go by a robe, even lakula. Look what this non-Jew might do. He might have not kosher meat. So I'm like, no. Kainam Rav Yossi. This is what the Rav Yochanan meant. Rebbe, the hein shero oso Yossi makulun shal Yisrael. No, the meat that we're going to trust in the hands of a Jew is only if we know he had been in the Jewish butcher's marketplace that day. That's the only time we're going to trust his meat. But otherwise, we would not trust the meat. One more story, and then we'll talk about something. Chad bar nash b'tziporin, also by mizvin kupa mintavcha. A person once went to Tzipori to buy a piece of meat from a butcher. Remember, we've had kupad a couple times. When they saw Moshe Rabbeinu and they were being down like Avchobahim, they said, kupad, you know, fat kupad, right? The basar, he had big thighs. So that's what the same word, kupad. But lo yavleis. Anyway, this person went to buy meat, and the guy didn't like him, so he didn't sell him any meat. Amar le lechad romai, so the potential buyer goes to his Roman friend and says, could you go buy a piece of meat for me? Va'aisile, yeah, and he goes and buys him a piece of meat. Amar le, so the buyer now goes back to the seller and says, lo nasas al karchei, oh, you see, I got a piece of meat bal karchach. Meaning, you didn't even know you were giving me a piece of meat, and I got it from you. Amar le, blah, bas, nevela, si avislei. Yeah, I gave you a piece of nevela. Yeah, I didn't give that guy a piece of kosher meat. I gave you a piece of nevela. You think it's kosher meat? So, therefore, it's a nevela. So, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, it is not in this guy's power to aser all of the meat of Tzipori. Meaning, we've just been talking about different halachas where you have a majority of kosher stores, non-kosher stores, just because this guy just ruined it for us. Because he just said that even a kosher store might sell a piece of non-kosher meat. So, says the Gemara, he can't ruin anybody else's store. He can't ruin the rove. Even though he did it this case, so what? But he can't ruin anybody else's store. There is a big machlokas quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in your Yoredeis and Kofyud. We said, yeah, go by rove and miut. Let's say you have nine kosher stores and one shrave store, or the opposite. Does majority get determined by stores or by meat? Let's say there is one non-kosher store, which is a humongous store, and it has more meat than the other nine kosher stores. Do you go by meat or do you go by stores? So that is discussed in the Binas Adam, the Chai Adam and the Binas Adam in Shara Kavua, and after he's in Yerodea, where he quotes, you go by the meat. What should you go by the stores for? You go by the meat. If there's more meat, you go by the meat. And he quotes, what's the Raya? The Raya is the Rav Bar Tzur we mentioned earlier in the Shir. What was the case? We mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Parak that let's say you have something found right in between Shkalim and Nadava, so it goes to Karov. Right, it goes to one side. Says the Rabbi Tanura, what do you mean Karov? Karov and Rov, Rov should win. No, so it's talking about exactly the same amount. Ask the Binas Adam, what do you mean? Shkalim and Nadava? Nadava, you have six boxes. You have six boxes by Nadava. What do you mean it's exactly equal? You have six boxes by Nadava. Haraya, you don't go by the number of stores. You don't go by the number of places. You go by the number of meat, the number of shkalim, whatever it is, the object. That's what the suffix is all about. So that's what the Binas Adam says. And that's what others suggest. But he quotes in the Chavis Das, in the Nesivim, the Chavis Das, in his commentary in Yerudea, he argues. It's interesting. The Binas Adam there quotes at the end of this piece, Ubinisiyasi b'shluchei mitzvah, when I went traveling, the kibalti panav kiros pnei Elokim. Right, I met the Chavos Das. I met the Kiros Pnei Elokim. He tzeiti lefan of davar zeh. I told him this raya. Vishasakli. He didn't say anything. Lachei nira li dazlinen basar rov basar. He didn't answer me, so I didn't know why he didn't think it, he said he didn't think it was deserved an answer. Either way, Binas Adam assumed that it was because there was no, he had no raya back, and therefore that's what he passed. It's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva in Yeridei in the beginning of Simchut Yud, where there it's a, there the Beis Ephraim is quoted as a pshara. It says maybe if it doesn't matter if one store has more meat, you have to know if somebody sold more meat that day. If a store has meat more in the freezer, that doesn't make a difference. If a store sold more meat that day, so then the Binas Adam is right. You go by the meat. But if a store didn't sell more meat that day, then you go by the stores. Because then, even if one store is bigger, so that's type of a pshara, type of shita. Okay, so that is in the middle. Again, we didn't get back to the ksos, but you can look at it, kuf yud, aleph. Big question whether there's a kinyan chatzer when it comes to Beis HaMikdash or Beis HaKnesses. Okay, the Magen Avraham quotes it also in kuf nun dalad, sivkan chavkim. Okay, today she was Zecha Nishmas, Figurizel, Baos, Menachem, Manish. Okay, remember, Ezra Shem, Thursday is the, we finish Kalam, Ezra Shem, Friday, we start Mesechas Yuma. Or Yoma.
Yoma.